great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Spring is the start of allergy season for a lot of people, and today we'll be talking about using acupuncture to help clear up some of those symptoms, like sneezing and itchy eyes and all that sort of thing. Our guest, Colleen Lewis, a national board-certified and state-licensed acupuncturist. She's with the University of Wisconsin Health. And she'll tell us what acupuncture can do for those allergy symptoms and answer your questions about this form of alternative medicine. So maybe you're thinking of using acupuncture. What questions do you have? Join in our conversation. You can call us at 1-800-642-1234. Send us an email to ideas@wpr.org or go ahead and post on our Ideas Network Facebook page. And Colleen Lewis, welcome back. Thank you for taking time to be with us.
Oh, thank you for having me back, Larry.
Well, so acupuncture can help allergy sufferers.
That's right. In fact, I've treated allergies for years. We've already been seeing allergy symptoms cropping up for the last, well, I've seen them for probably at least 6 weeks by now.
So does it just help with symptoms, or can it actually get rid of allergies?
Well, I have one person who, now I've been seeing this person for years, and she only comes in every other month and reports that she did not have any allergy issues so far. If she starts to get issues, she'll come in sooner. But early in her coming in, we did allergy treatments, and we were able to get her off of all of the allergy medications. We were able to get her off of almost all of the asthma medications. I believe she has an inhaler for when she has emergencies. But this is somebody who has been using acupuncture to manage, actually, because she doesn't have the symptoms much, for years now.
And I have a guest on who comes on the show every so often, and she and her, frankly, her entire family, they all had allergies, and they've all been able to manage them with acupuncture. Man.
Yeah, it's very effective. Very effective. It's really smart. I tell people, if you can, if you know what your allergen is, start getting the acupuncture before that allergy starts to act up. And this year it was early. I'm sure it was the allergens flowing up from south. When the wind shifted to the south, we started to get the leaf mold, the snow mold, that kind of thing. So people have been having allergy symptoms early this year. In fact, it never really went away.
How the heck does it work?
Oh, boy. There's many different Western mechanisms of action. The simplest explanation is that what we're doing is moving the energy and moving blood, and that is affecting our constitution. Now, when you're doing constitutional things, you're using, I'd have to go into TCM 101 here, which I could, but that would be a longer session than this. But when we're looking at current theories, there's the neurotransmitter theory, there's blood chemistry theory, there's autonomic nervous system theory, vascular interstitial theory, and then the gate control theory. So according to the Western studies, these are the five different Western mechanisms of action. And if people are interested, have them send me or have them give you their emails or their mailing addresses, and I can send them one of these brochures, because they're pretty fascinating, pretty interesting.
I bet for most people who have severe allergy situations, they probably could care less.
Yeah.
Could care less how it works. It's just that it does work. So does it work for most everybody?
Well, and it works for almost. I've treated allergies that are airborne, so things that are coming from plants and pollen and mold. I've treated allergies that are animal related, whether cats or dogs. What other allergies have I treated? Really about any. We treat food allergies.
Does it matter how many are, depending on what your allergy symptoms are, does it matter how many treatments you need? Or I guess I should say, how many treatments are needed?
It's variable. It's variable depending upon what the person has, how long they have had it, how severe it is, where we are in the allergy season, how far into the allergies their body's already gone. So it's widely variable. I tell people to expect to try at least 4 to 6 sessions to see if it works, And then usually the practitioner will reevaluate, have a conversation about where they are, where they think they're going from there, and how much more time it would take.
Yeah.
Because I've had, you know, some people respond really quickly, some people respond fairly slowly. Some people, it's so subtle they don't know what's happening until it's gone.
Can all acupuncturists treat for allergies, or do you have to have a sort of a specialization for that?
Anybody can treat for allergies.
Some
cool. people are going to be better at it than others, of course, just like some people specialize in women's health or subfertility or something like that. There's going to be people who are probably have more affinity, but that doesn't mean that anybody couldn't treat it. If you're a certified acupuncturist, you've learned protocols during school and then out in practice to treat that very thing.
Colleen Lewis, our guest today, she is a national board certified and state licensed acupuncturist with UW Health. You may have a question about acupuncture relating to allergies or other things as well, and I hope you'll join in. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org or go ahead and post on our Ideas Network Facebook page. Thinking about outside of allergies for a minute, what other types of medical conditions are most successfully treated with acupuncture?
There are many. Boy, you know, there's so many things that are treatable that it's hard to limit yourself to saying, oh, this and this. Women's issues are highly treatable. There are some conditions which have been given moderate evidence supporting the effectiveness. Others have strong evidence in terms of the studies that are done. Certainly knee osteoarthritis is one of my favorite things to treat because knees seem to love acupuncture. We can help with things like postoperative nausea, vomiting, certainly chemotherapy-induced nausea, vomiting, chemo side effects. In fact, we have an acupuncturist that's in the Carbone Cancer Center, very busy all the time. We can treat low back pain, headaches. These are the things that have strong evidence. And then things that have suggestive evidence are things like asthma, constipation, dry eye. I treat dry eye all the time, actually.
You do?
Oh, yeah. There's one specific protocol that I do for dry eye. Now, other people might do different protocols, but that's something that I've had very good success with. Dry mouth syndrome. The dry mouth syndrome I was treating was from chemotherapy. Did I treat dry mouth with somebody else that wasn't from chemo? I have a vague remembrance of treating it from non-chemo-related events, too. Certainly people who are going through treatments that are harsh like the cancer treatments, it's such a good support. They're starting to find out now that the acupuncture actually helps with the treatments and helps people to survive, to manage the effects of those treatments more easily. I've been treating, I haven't this year yet, but a couple years ago I treated children for ADHD, and that was both interesting and fun. It's not a new specialty, but there's more and more people who are getting into pediatric acupuncture, using it for things that kids have, like allergies, digestive issues, anxiety, stress, that kind of thing.
Why is it that some people are leery of acupuncture? I guess the idea of having needles stuck in you probably...
That's the main thing right there. Everybody's had a bad syringe experience, right? Either having blood drawn or a vaccine, or when I get those TB tests, they're very, very painful. I think everybody's had a bad syringe experience, and it doesn't matter how much your friend tells you it's not going to hurt. If you've had a bad syringe experience, you're going to be hesitant to try it. Mm. A lot of times people will come to me saying, I've tried everything else, and you're my last resort, and I'm hoping you can help. Of course, in my viewpoint, if they would have come to me first, they might not have gotten as far along the path as they did. But again, I understand how people feel about needles because I'm the same way. I don't like needles.
Well, let's take some calls and find out what's on our listeners' minds. Jan in Vilas County, let's go to you. Thank you for calling. Jan, are
Hello?
You? Hi, Jan. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
You have Jim. You expecting that Jim?
Oh, Jim? Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'll ask my question. Two questions. One.
Okay.
Are there any clinical trials that establish that acupuncture is effective for allergy? And two, what is your mechanism for acupuncture helping versus allergies?
Okay.
There are many studies out there. Not all of them are about allergies. More of the studies have been done about pain than there have been about allergies, although people are studying acupuncture for all kinds of issues. The mechanism of action is a little bit more, well, in terms of Chinese medicine, what we're doing is we're bringing better blood flow and better energy flow to the areas. Depending on what style of acupuncture you're doing, that might be slightly different. But in terms of the acupuncture that I'm doing, I'm bringing more blood flow, more energy flow to the areas to both heal them or soothe them or take down inflammation or whatever that area needs. The body itself decides what to do from the information that the needles are giving that body. So depending upon what points I put in and how I put them in the constellation that I put them in, will tell that body what we want it to do, but the body itself decides what to do with that. The mechanisms of action, the main thing that acupuncture does is improve blood flow, improve energy flow. That means that I can do things to help with lymph, edema. In terms of somebody's got, one person I treat always has sinus blockage. She always feels like she has a concrete block on her face. When I do points around that issue, she will feel, while those needles are in, she will feel that nose starting to open up and that started to clear up.
Interesting.
Now, what am I doing? I'm not getting in there and flushing it out. All I'm doing is putting needles in a specific spot, and her body responds by opening up the passages there.
Interesting. Thanks for that call, Jim. Appreciate your call. You can join in, too. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org, or go ahead and post on our Ideas Network Facebook page. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network, talking about using acupuncture for a variety of things. We've zeroed in a bit on allergies, but I have quickly expanded to a whole bunch of other areas with our guest today, Colleen Lewis, a nationally board certified and state licensed acupuncturist with UW Health. Lots of callers online. I believe Jan in Vilas County now we have online. Jan?
Good morning. Thank you. I have recently developed a vertigo situation. Is that something that would be treatable with, helpful with acupuncture?
Colleen, what do you think?
Is it something like Meniere's disease or something like that, or an inner ear issue?
Not Meniere's disease, but lower level than that, just the vertigo.
Vertigo. I've treated vertigo often. I've treated Meniere's disease often. We've treated things like labyrinthitis, where the person is so dizzy they can't even stand up. Usually there's real good response with that kind of issue. Depends, again, on what's causing it, but even saying that what causes something, that's less on our minds than how efficient we can be with that. You may find that you need to go in a couple times a week for a couple of weeks to get it under control. Is this something that just started happening, Jan?
A few weeks.
With something like this, when it's been acute and it hasn't been going on for a real long time, you're going to have better results than if it's something that you've had for years and years. But I've had real good results with vertigo. That's one of the things that is satisfying to treat for us, because people tend to have good results with that. Again, it kind of depends on what you had that got it going, because if there's a constitutional issue that's causing it, then we would want to address that constitutional issue as well.
Yeah, makes sense. Jan, thank you for calling. Good luck. Appreciate your call. What about insurance? Does insurance cover any of this, Colleen?
Most people are going to pay out of pocket, although that is changing. Now, when I got out of acupuncture school, I thought within 10 years it would be universal coverage, and that didn't happen. But recently, there are more and more insurance companies who are starting to cover it, because they realize that they're going to save money if they cover that rather than an expensive surgery or something like that.
Sure.
So insurance companies are starting to realize that they're going to save money, their clients are going to be more happy. Today I'm actually filling out the forms to be a provider for an insurance company. And certainly at UW Health, we're at the Integrative Medicine Clinic. they have it set up so that if your insurance covers it, they will be able to help you out and accommodate that. So there's more and more insurance companies that are covering it. I recommend that people call their insurance company and find out if it does, and if it doesn't, then ask them when they're going to. There's even some states that cover, that Medicaid covers it. I think there's 7 states that Medicaid covers it, and there's 4 more that are going to experiment on to whether have Medicaid covering it.
Very interesting.
The VA is starting to cover it for their clients. In fact, I believe that acupuncture is included in most VA prescriptions now.
If you don't have the coverage, what's a range of costs for an acupuncturist for, you know, there's probably
for their
some...
prices?
Yeah.
Variable. There are the community acupuncturist, which is a group setting, and there you're sitting in a chair with a bunch of other people in the room. That's a sliding scale fee, and that's going to probably be the least expensive unless you're close enough to an acupuncture school. The one I went to was in Racine. There, I believe, student clinics are probably about $35. Sliding scales at a community acupuncturist is going to run probably around the $20 to $40 range. The ones I do on campus are really affordable. Those are $20. Out in the private paying sector, you're probably going to talk anywhere from $50 to $100 to $150.
Okay, so a pretty broad range, yeah. But
quite a range, yeah.
But if you're suffering from vertigo or you're suffering from some allergy, it starts to sound pretty cheap when you think about what medications you might have to use to maybe take care of it.
That's right. And then depending, some of those medications may have side effects, and that's the thing, too, that we want to avoid. We don't want people to have to deal with the side effects, which then require another medication to take care of the side effects from the initial medication, like the opioid-induced constipation. They have a medication for that now, a laxative, actually, for that, yeah.
You know, one thing that crossed my mind, you've talked about a whole variety of areas, but I wonder if there's any possibility of acupuncture's role in possibly helping in the state's opioid crisis.
I think it's huge. I think that from a couple of different viewpoints. If we give people relief from pain, they won't need to take the medicine that has opioids in it. The other people who are already hooked on the opioids, we can help them with the withdrawal. I've treated 3 people who are withdrawing from heroin, actually. And it's a dreadful thing to watch. It's very distressing to see these poor people go through this because it's an awful, awful experience. In some states, they actually, in Maryland, I met a woman from Maryland, an acupuncturist. In that state, and this was a few years ago, the judges would court order that the addicts would go get acupuncture treatment. So they would go get acupuncture treatments, and of course with something like that, the most effective is to do it every day. In fact, in some of the residential treatment centers, they'll do it more than once a day, depending on how much the person needs it. So there's a task force out there right now that our Wisconsin State Acupuncture Society presented at, and of course it was well received. The problem is, how do we get it to the people, and that comes back to the price. And insurance companies covering it.
Yeah, that's really sounds promising, though.
It sure does. Well, and again, I've seen the effect it has when people are suffering and they're sweaty and clammy and have the jitters and they just look awful. They're retching. And you put the pins in and you see them immediately calm down. They immediately feel soothed. Depending upon how close to that last ingestion of the drug, I guess, would the further out they got from it, the less they needed the treatment. Now, they still needed the treatment for the emotional, mental state, but less for the physical. That makes sense?
Yeah, makes sense to me. Let's go to Milwaukee next. Talk to Jane. Jane, hi. Thanks for calling.
Oh, hi. I'm a physician, and I believe in alternative medicine, but I have a question for the guest regarding... Are you familiar with a doctor of Chinese medicine who is researching at Harvard School of Medicine regarding the mechanism for acupuncture working is basically the body's own ability to heal itself, which unfortunately has just been has a rather negative name known as the placebo effect, but he's studying that because he thinks that's the mechanism through which acupuncture works.
Yeah.
And that's quite possible. That could very well be. Look at the placebo effect, what it does when people are like clinical trials. If you think you're getting the medication and you've heard about the side effects, I've known people who can get every single side effect on the book, even though that side effect might only affect 1% of the people. So I think that the power of the mind is huge, whether with any kind of medicine, no matter whether it's shamanism or talking to trees or meditation or acupuncture, or the power of putting a smiley face on your chemotherapy bag.
Thank you.
Because I think I personally believe that anything that we can do to help our minds, help our bodies, that we're going to be ahead of the game.
Yeah, makes sense. Thank you, Jane. Let's go to Karen in Delafield next. Hi, Karen.
Hi. My daughter's had multiple concussions and has had a chronic headache for the past 6 years. Some practitioners say migraine. How successful have you been with post-concussion syndrome migraine headaches?
For me, it's variable. Some of my colleagues have had much better luck than I have. So either I'm not using the right technique or I don't have resonance with that particular issue. But there are many people who, we treat concussion all the time. And it kind of depends on how bad it is and where it happened. But there are many, many protocols that will address that concussion and bring that person back to normal. We treat migraines of all kinds. Some of them are concussion-related, some of them are tension-related, but we treat them, depending upon what that person's presenting with, will determine the treatment. Mm. And again, so I believe that it's probably certain types of styles of acupuncture are more efficient for that than the style that I do.
Interesting. Thanks, Karen, for calling. Appreciate it. Beth in Madison, your turn next. Hi, Beth.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was curious. We have a teenage daughter who has ADD and anxiety, and she takes medicine. And one of the things with the ADD is the not sleeping at night, so she takes medicine for that. Have you ever had any luck, or do you do anything with, I know you mentioned ADHD before, but what about anxiety?
We're starting to see more and more young people with anxiety and depression. I see it all the time when I'm on campus, but I'm seeing more and more of it out in the public. And it's variable depending upon that person. Again, everything is variable. But I find that there are some people who do really well with acupuncture in addition to their medications, that they can use the acupuncture to help with side effects of the medication. Sometimes people can get off the medications if the acupuncture is more efficient than the medication or less side effects than the medication. But again, it's a wide variety of styles of treatment for that, and the response tends to be positive, no matter what the style. I think sometimes it's matching up the right style with the person. But if your daughter's willing to try it, it's certainly worth a try. When I'm working with younger people, I use less needles, and I might use other methods of treating.
Oh, interesting. Such as?
Because they tend to have a little more, they're even more nervous about needles than adults.
Oh. So what other things would you do with a youngster?
Very often I will use their ears for treatments. I might tape some seeds or little tiny magnets into their ears. I might use their hands for treatment. There are specific techniques from the Japanese style where you don't actually put needles into the person. You use little tools on the surface of the skin of that person. And I'm not versed in that. I've only started exploring that. But there are other people who do Japanese style who will be using these little shonishin tools, they're called.
Oh, interesting. Beth, thanks a lot.
I also like to get people into doing something like either meditation or Tai Chi or Qigong or yoga, something where they can be in their bodies in a way that's different than just thinking, because
yeah.
I think that part of our issue is that we're thinking all the time, and our devices are making us use our eyes all the time. They're giving us stiff necks because our heads are bent forward. So I think part of my help with especially the youth is trying to get them to do something other than electronics.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you so much for calling, Beth. Good luck with your daughter. Appreciate it very much. You mentioned side effects, Colleen, in relation to medicines. Are there any side effects associated with acupuncture?
some people, if you haven't eaten and you're feeling stressed and you're on the table and all of a sudden you get real shaky or a little bit of nauseous, we call that needle sickness. And that's a blood sugar issue where the person gets, we put the pins in and the blood sugar will bottom out and then the person will feel shaky and jittery. That's, I very seldom have that happen in my office, but I had a friend who would have that happen all the time with her clients. I don't know why it happened with her and not with me, because we had the same training. There might be bruising. If I get too close to a blood vessel, there might be bruising. And with people who are on blood thinners, we are very careful because, of course, they were going to bruise easily anyway, and they bleed easily anyway. So we're careful with people who are on blood thinners. Let's see. There might be pain if I happen to hit a nerve and not the If I hit a nerve right on, there'll be a little bit of pain. Most people don't feel pain. Most people only feel a little pinch when it first goes in. But I have, my husband's the best one for that. I hit nerves on him all the time, and that's painful. But that goes away. And I can't think of any other side effects.
All right. Fairly minor then. Dave in Green Bay, we'll turn to you next. Hi, Dave.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling about pain management. My dad has post polio, and he's had it now. It came back 20 years ago, and it's just getting worse and worse every year. He has so much pain in his legs. Mm-hmm. He can't take the opiates. That just really wrecks havoc with him. So he's just on ibuprofen and whatever else, you know, just over the counter, and it really doesn't help. It's just so the more that he walks, the worse his pain gets throughout the day, where he literally almost just can't stand it no more. And I was just wondering, would this here acupuncture help in that area? And if it would, where could he go to have this done?
Is he in the Green Bay area, Dave?
Yeah, well, actually in the Shawano area. But, yeah, he goes to Green Bay, and he's gone to Fox Valley, different clinics all over. He's had different procedures done where they've tried everything, and it just nothing's working. So,
Colleen, what do you think?
Well, I know that there are acupuncturists in Green Bay and in the Fox Valley region, and when I've treated post-polio syndrome, the person has had pain relief. One person I'm thinking of got pain relief from doing acupuncture and combining it with a cold laser therapy. So I think that if I were you, I'd hook your dad up with an acupuncturist and at least try it. You're not going to know if it's going to help him unless he tries it.
And would he expect to have something, at least something immediate, or would it take...
Right away. I always expect people to feel better right away, but not everybody does. Some people feel worse before they feel better. In fact, I'm thinking of one person who says, I'm going to hate you for the rest of the day, but I'll love you tomorrow. I have one person, it takes 2 days before it kicks in for them. Like I said, I always expect people to feel better right away. But sometimes the treatment doesn't last very long. So when I first start working with people, I'll say, you can expect this. If you don't feel better today, see how you feel tomorrow. I've had people not feel better until they've had two or three sessions. That's why we like to see people close together when we first start, because the body's thinking that this pain is normal. So what we're doing with the acupuncture is helping the body remember that normal is no pain. But the body will slide back into that default pain as normal because it's been used to it for however long the person's been in pain. So we try to get that person's body to remember that normal is no pain. And to do that, we, at the beginning, put the sessions closer together. When I find that the treatments are lasting in between the sessions, I start spreading them out further. Now, that's how I do that. That's not how everybody does it. But once people's treatments are lasting, I start spreading it out so that they're not coming in so frequently, not spending so much money.
Well, there we go. Dave, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. We'll turn to Doris in Minnesota next. Hi, Doris.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I'm a huge cheerleader for acupuncture. I've been using it since 1988. And I want to say something about that and ask one quick question. I think people who are kind of afraid of it need to understand that those needles are super fine and they don't go in very deep. It's nothing like getting a shot or drawing blood. I mean, you might feel a little tap or something, and it's just a very mild thing. So nobody needs to be afraid of it unless they're deathly phobic about needles. And the other point I wanted to make is many chiropractors hang out a shingle and say they give acupuncture. And so, and they do. I mean, they've taken some courses for pain management around joints, but that's not a true acupuncturist. And if you have other conditions, that's, those are not the people you need to go to for acupuncture. It takes a lot of training and many years for somebody to be good. Now, my question is, your guest has talked about different styles of acupuncture. I'm wondering, what styles are you talking about? Because I've used it for so many years, but I've never heard people talk about the different styles.
When I'm talking about different styles, I'm talking about the difference between the training of the school I went to, which would be called an eight-parameter school. So we're working with yin and yang, and everybody does, but we're working with specific eight parameters, whereas some of my colleagues and friends have gone to a five-element school, which is a different philosophy of treating than what I learned. There's also a Japanese style of treating, which is more along the lines of five element, and then there's a Korean style of treating. It's almost like every country over there has their own style of treating, and each style, I find, when I've dipped my toe into them, has been effective for certain things, and I like using some of the styles for some of the things, but I'm mostly an eight-parameter practitioner, whereas some of my colleagues would be more of, say, a Kiku Matsumoto style practitioner, which is Japanese. They're different, according in my belief system. They are different both in how they decide what to treat and how they treat. And it's really hard to explain it unless you've gone to, say, somebody like me, and then gone to somebody who's a specialist in, say, Kiku style.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's about palpation. It's about what we're looking for. It's about the pulses.
Doris, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. We had an email of someone wondering if treating food allergies with acupuncture, do you have some evidence for its effectiveness?
I don't have any studies or evidence other than the empirical knowledge I have from treating people who've improved. Now, when you're treating food allergies, you're also talking to them about avoiding the allergen while they're being treated. So, for instance, if somebody's having a gluten sensitivity, not necessarily celiac and not necessarily allergic, but having a sensitivity, then you might talk to them about elimination diet to see if that's affecting it or not. Many of the people who come to see me for digestive issues have already tried the elimination diets. They usually already know what food is they're sensitive to. That doesn't mean that I'm treating them so that they can go back to eating that food, although that sometimes that's the goal. But in terms of evidence-based studies, most of those have been done around pain.
So
not necessarily about allergies or that kind of thing.
My next-door neighbor's son is 4 years old, and he wants a cat in the worst way. But his mother is allergic to cats.
So she may decide to do some allergy treatments around cats and see if she can accommodate her son's wishes.
So there are some treatments for allergies
for cats and dogs. I treated one person who had an allergy to a bush outside the building and cats and dogs, and this person was going to move into a home that had cats and dogs. And we got her well enough so that she was able to make the move and live with those cats and dogs. So it is doable. If the mother had a really bad allergy to cats and they wanted to get this kitten or get a cat, then what I would recommend is you take the treatments, make sure that you're not allergic to the cat. Then she could experiment, because I'm always willing to experiment. She could see what happened if she stopped taking the treatments and see how long the treatments lasted before she started getting allergic to the cat. Now, if I were her, I'd keep doing the treatments because I wouldn't want to have to go through the allergy response. But again, that's something that she could experiment with.
Donna emailed wondering if you can treat cyclic vomiting syndrome or intractable vomiting with acupuncture.
That's a good question. I believe it would be treatable, although I personally have never had experience with that. We treat nausea and vomiting all the time, whether it's from chemo or from the flu or from menstrual pain. I've never treated this particular issue, so I could not speak directly to that, but I would be surprised if acupuncture could not treat it.
Yeah. And Jane wondered about ringing in the ears. A lot of people have that issue.
Yes. And again, that comes down to what's causing it. If it's caused from aging, then it's a little bit more of a challenge to treat than if it's being caused from something that is more acute.
Meniere's or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Meniere's is, I like treating Meniere's, although I find that most of the people who have Meniere's are also along the lines of the people who have arthritis. They feel the weather front's coming through. In fact, I remember two of the people I treated with Meniere's were pharmacists. And one of them, I remember one of them had this whole weather-related, when a front would come through, this person would have the dizziness and hard to walk and spinning whirl. That's an interesting condition.
Well, here's Chad. He's not a believer in acupuncture. He thinks it's pure fantasy as a medical alternative. Can you speak to the scientific evidence or proof that acupuncture works?
There are many, many studies that are being done now and have been done by Western scientists around acupuncture. One of them contained 450,000 people. But as I said earlier, most of those studies are about acupuncture's effect on pain. There's not, I don't know if studies out there are about it being effective for allergies or that kind of thing.
Let's go.
But there's plenty of studies out there.
Let's go to Mark in Toma. Mark, thanks for calling.
Hi.
What?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Say, yes, I actually just 15 minutes ago left the VA hospital in Toma and had the acupuncture done in my ears for the first time to deal with anxiety and pain issues. She put four needles in my left ear and had me walk down to the end of the hall and drink some water, and at that point in time, I felt like a slight euphoria type thing, and came in, and then she applied five more punctures in my opposite ear, and I'm driving home now, and I actually feel a lot less stressed than when I went there. The pain level has actually come down probably by about two notches on a scale from 1 to 10. I was a 5 when I got there. I'd say I'm probably a 3 right now.
So. That's wonderful, Mark. Did she tape any little seeds in your ears as well?
Excuse me?
Did she tape any little seeds into your ears at the end of the treatment?
No, she did not do that, but she gave me this little tool, and it's got a magnet in it.
Okay.
Because when I start to feel a little more stressed out or feel something changing, rub that on the one puncture that's on my left ear, and that'll help, like, reactivate it.
Perfect. We like to give people tools like that. I'll often put little seeds in the ears on those same points that she treated. I'll put little seeds there, and the person can push on those seeds. Probably she's using the protocol that was developed by the National Acupuncture Detox Association. It's also used by Acupuncturists Without Borders when they go to disaster areas. And these are the treatments that we give to relief workers and survivors, and it's really, as Mark said, it's really wonderful to calm down that polyvagal response, calms down the central nervous system.
Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. One last quick one. Someone wondered about restless leg syndrome.
I sometimes have real good results with that, and sometimes I don't. I'm not sure why I have good results with some people and not with others. If I don't have good results, I'm always looking for something else to try.
Colleen, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. I hope you'll come back and be with us again.
Thanks so much, Larry.
Appreciate it very much. Colleen Lewis, a national board certified and state licensed acupuncturist, and she works with UW Health. Great to have her along, and we'll have her back and we will talk with her again. But you know what? It's time to talk about weather with our weather guys next. So we had some weird weather here in this month of April, didn't we? And Steve Ackerman, John Martin will be along. I'm sure Steve will be up here in just a minute here on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller.